Violinist Gil Shaham, conductor Eric Jacobson, and the Virginia Symphony Orchestra recently released a new recording on the Canary Classics label, featuring the violin concertos by Samuel Coleridge Taylor and Antonin Dvorak, as well as a world premiere recording from composer Curtis Stewart. Eric and Gil kindly stopped by the WHRO studios to tell us all about it. Here's VSO music director Eric Jacobson to start things off.
One of the interesting things about Dvorak's life, and maybe one of the reasons why it ended up on this program, the Dvorak Violin Concerto, one of the great romantic violin concertos, is Dvorak, as you may know, was a composer, a European composer, a Czech composer, and there was a story that he was asked to come and be the professor of composition and actually run a conservatory in New York City. And he said, no, I don't want to come. I really love it where I am. I really love it. And eventually the offer financially was so great that he said, okay, I'll do a couple of years in New York. And he comes over. And one of the things he realizes is that people are looking to him to teach them to write European symphonies. How do I write a European piece? How do I sound like Dvorak? How do I sound like Brahms and Beethoven? And after being here for not that long, he really discovered that actually Americans needed to write American music, needed to write the music that sounded like Native American music, Negro spirituals, the music that was here and alive. And even though the symphonic tradition is a European one by birth, it's something that could be alive in many different cultures.
Yeah, I think there's some quote, I don't remember who said it, but they said many composers came to the United States, but Dvorak was the first one who listened when he came. You know? And the Dvorak Violin Concerto is one of the great masterpieces. In fact, Josef Joachim, the great violinist, I think stated his preference for the violin concerto to the cello concerto. I'm just saying that.
Ah, interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
Just saying.
I hope there are no cellists listening that would take offense at a statement like that made so many years ago by somebody who's no longer around, but a revered musician.
Yes, a violinist. In the hands of Gil, the Dvorak Violin Concerto and the Samuel Coleridge Taylor and the Curtis Stewart, these are pieces that feel like they were built and composed for you. The Samuel Coleridge Taylor, for me at least, and forgive me for being so bold, but I think Gil's version of this and the orchestra's version of this makes me so proud. The Virginia Symphony, we put in so much energy to this piece. Gil sounds like a hero the whole way through, and at times he is a virtuoso, and at times he's the singer, the motherly voice. Sometimes he's a child, you know, frolicking around like in the last movement. The second movement of the Samuel Coleridge Taylor is very much the song. It sounds like mother's voice. It sounds like telling a story almost in real time, like we're all sitting around hearing Gil and listening to him and therefore experiencing this thing. And I will say, and it's something maybe people can listen for when listening to this, is that the word rubato, which an Italian word for stolen time or stolen, is used so much in this piece, where Gil is playing with time in a way that is so joyful, meaning something goes a little faster, something goes a little slower. It's very much like nature. And I think if we think of a great composer that embodies the spirit of nature, it is Dvorak. So in some ways, Samuel Coleridge Taylor truly owning this incredible storytelling and virtuosic rubato.
With the Coleridge Taylor, this is a piece I didn't know. I didn't grow up with it, but for about 30 years, people said, Gil, you have to learn the Coleridge, you have to learn. And wow, what an amazing masterpiece. And I think his idea a little bit was to do for Czech music, you know, what Dvořák did for Czech music, which is he took these folk traditions and brought them to the concert stage. He was looking to do, maybe for African music, you know, and he had the connection to Sierra Leone, I believe. Mm-hmm. And so some of those tunes come from Africa, and some of them, as you say, are from spirituals.
Yeah.
You know?
For those of you who are often going to concerts and hearing violin soloists, this piece is not performed not only because it's challenging and incredibly virtuosic, but actually because it hasn't been played over the last 100 years. It was written, I think, in 1910 or 11. The parts are not very easy because they have tons of mistakes in them. So we went through many, many hours of trying to make sure, oh, these are the right notes, which is a challenging thing because you always want to find both the word, but more the spirit of the composer. The musicians of the Virginia Symphony Orchestra put so much energy into making sure every note was right at the right. And so now we have this incredible set of parts and this piece will be played. I know Gil will continue to play it. I know we will continue to play it.
The orchestra played so beautifully. It was so inspiring. And Eric was the fearless leader behind it all. And like you say, all that work that you put into it, all the passion, and he just inspired all of us.
We're speaking with violinist Gil Shaham and conductor Eric Jacobson about their new album with the Virginia Symphony Orchestra, out now on the Canary Classics label. In addition to the Dvorak and Coleridge Taylor concertos, the album also includes the world premiere recording of a piece commissioned by the VSO, F. Harper, from Curtis Stewart's The Famous People. The composer describes this work as a recomposition of various Dvorak Slavonic dances fused with traditional American slave dances, the ring shout, juba, cakewalk, pigeon wing, buck and wing, etc. These compositions are named after American abolitionists alive during or around Dvorak's lifetime. And this particular movement that's on the album honors Frances Harper. She was an abolitionist, educator, author, and suffragette who lived from 1825 to 1911. Here's Eric Jacobson with more.
Curtis is this incredible violinist and composer living today.
Brilliant guy.
And he took these Dvorak Slavonic dances and sort of updated them, arranged them, but kind of through composed new pieces. And in some ways, that's the arc from Dvorak to Curtis Stewart. Mm-hmm. And one of them has a great feature that features solo violin, and that's the one that's on this album.
Can you guys talk a little bit about working together? So it seems like you've been working together for a long time. You have a great rapport. And I'm always so interested in these kinds of, you know, musical relationships that develop over time and what that's like.
Well, when you have a great conductor.
Oh, when you have a great soloist.
I mean, no, the thing is, Eric knows what we're playing. You know, as a cellist, he knows music so well. He knows, you know, where the next note comes in and how to balance it and how to, you know, make things happen in the moment. And the first time we worked together, it sort of hit it off.
Yeah.
Got along. And,
yeah.
Yeah. It's been fun ever since.
I don't know if this is strict, but you could talk about a few different types of soloists. There's like, you know, a youthful soloist, someone who might not have been with an orchestra that many times as a soloist, and they will play their piece and they more or less put their head down and play it the way that they played it in their practice room. And God bless them. That's hard to do, to get up there and play a solo. And then there's maybe a wonderful soloist, very seasoned soloist who's been on stage many times, hundreds of times with an orchestra. And they're like, don't worry about it. I'll follow you. I'll just go with. And then, oh my God, the performance goes together. It's so wonderful. And then there are people like Gil who somehow can magically make you into like a Muppet or like a sock puppet, and they somehow can transfer their energy through you. So it feels as if, and you know, you're doing it together. I don't mean to say like it's a totalitarian or a, Machiavellian kind of situation. No, but it's like, I want to, of course, be with Gil. And yet also it's so important that we are ahead of ourselves, you know, without rushing or with anything, but it's like, hey, this is coming up. And I just sometimes feel it's like the most beautiful thing on stage is when someone uses you as a sock puppet and you know exactly what that person is about to do. And then, of course, it's together because of that. And that's what Gil is.
It's so similar to team sports.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. you're when you're in tune with someone on a very, you know, microsecond level, then you can really make things happen together, you know?
Yeah.
I always think our job is very similar to the job of an actor. We serve our audience and we serve the composer. And, you know, we walk on stage and we have an ideal written on the page. And it's our job to inhabit that and to bring it to life for our listeners.
Violinist Gil Shaham and conductor Eric Jacobson talking about their new album with the Virginia Symphony Orchestra, which features music by Samuel Coleridge Taylor, Antonin Dvorak, and Curtis Stewart. The album is out now on the Canary Classics label, and we look forward to sharing it with you on WHRO-FM.